SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. A lot to do this hour. Of course, we'll do the NFL preview and picks. I just have a couple other things in college I have to get to with Joe. Boise up 28-0 on San Diego State. So I guess 24.5 was enough. I mean, Joe, they're a minute into the second quarter.
I know.
And it's 28-0. So that's going to be
Gutless.
A smash job on the blue turf tonight for the Broncos is the way they go for that. All right, Mike Carver with you in the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? Another great week of NFL action. Week number 10 of the NFL?
Yeah.
Or 9?
Week 9, Joe. Week 9. 10
yeah,
in college.
Yeah, I get them confused.
9 in the NFL.
10 in college.
They're a week behind.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I do have a couple of straggler college football games that neither of us picked and we haven't talked about before we go. All right. Ole Miss laying 7.5 in Fayetteville against Arkansas. 54.5 is the total. Arkansas, obviously, at home this year, Joe, has been productive. They beat Tennessee at home, and they've played very good football there. 7.5 for Ole Miss. You laying it or are you taking it?
I would take it the way Arkansas is playing right now. 58 points. They put up over like 400 yards of total offense. Talon Green accounted for like 5 touchdowns last week. They've covered 4 straight against Ole Miss. They can become bowl eligible if they get a win, which is very good to save Sam Pittman's job, right? You know, he was on the hot seat. So I like Arkansas with the points, Carver. I'm willing to take it.
I like the over, Joe. Over 54.5. I think they will get some points. That probably leans more to Ole Miss covering. I think if it probably needs to be more of a blue-collar game for you to get your side. But I don't really love anything in it either way, Joe. I probably won't be playing the Ole Miss-Arkansas game in any capacity. Now, this game just jumps out at you when you're looking at lines and you go, what the hell's going on here? Vandy has been good this year, all right? They've beaten Alabama. They've hung around in other games. They've been, you know, they're having a real turnaround season finally for Clark Lea. They're going to the Plains in Auburn. Auburn sucks, Joe. You know this. I mean, you watch these games every week. Auburn stinks. How is Auburn 7.5 point favorites over Vanderbilt on Saturday, Joe? And of course, you know, everyone sees this. They know Vandy's played well. So you go look at the numbers, which we never really like to take too much anyway, but 85% of the bets on Vanderbilt, 85% of the money on Vanderbilt. Everyone's going to the window with Vandy, and I got a feeling, Joe, they're going to end up with, you know, like we play on here during some of the breaks, the banana in the tailpipe. They might end up with here in Auburn on Saturday.
I'm with you. Now, Diego Pavia beat them last year with New Mexico State. So they're well aware of what Pavia can do, okay? They've played well at home. They just haven't been able to close the door. They had Oklahoma dead to rights. They lose. They, you know, they went toe-to-toe with Cal and lost that game by 2 touchdowns, you know, basically in the fourth quarter. Their offense has been atrocious. In this game, if they don't come out with their hair on fire, I don't know what to tell you. It's Auburn or bust for me. I can't take the points with Pavia because I think they got beat up last week a little bit by Texas. I also think Texas let them in the game. If you watch that game, Sark was gutless. He was afraid to run it up on them for whatever. No, he was. They were up 14. Quinn Ewers had 200 yards passing, basically, in the first half. They get the turnover with a minute left on the 50, and Sark goes run, run, pass on third down. Ewers gets sacked, and then they punt the ball, and he gives up a garbage field goal. Like, give me a break. And then their interview, oh, I think our offense looks good. Hey, Sark, sniff some smelling salt, man. Wake up. You know, you coach like you were up 40 in that game, and you got pushed dead to rights in the fourth quarter. That was a gutless effort. That being said, I hope Auburn smashes them. I'm done with this Clark Lee story. I'm tired. Typically, I love Vanderbilt, but I'm tired of the fact that they're covering machines. I hope they get boat raced by 28-plus.
That's the one, man. I'm telling you, everybody's on Vandy, that 80-plus% everywhere at every book, and it could go real bad for them. Arizona State's at Oklahoma State. Now, I also just saw, Joe, they moved this game. It was supposed to be a night game, really bad weather and thunderstorms coming in Stillwater. They are now going to kick this game at 3:30 in the afternoon. So note that tomorrow if you're looking to.
Yeah, something's up, though. This line went from, like, basically, wasn't Oak State a favorite in this game or a 1.5-point dog? Now they're 4.5-point dogs in this game.
I mean, I saw 2.5 early in the week, and now 4.5. I never saw Oklahoma State as the favorite. Not that I know of, Joe. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yep. No, he will not opt out. I will finish what I started. Okay. All right. Just Ali Gordon not giving up on his team.
And Arizona State, they're still playing the backup, right? They're still playing the backup quarterback, Arizona State. Sims. Who stinks. So another one, Joe. Doesn't make a lot of sense, right? You look at that line.
Yeah. Let me just see. No. That's why the line moved. Sam Levitt's back. Starting quarterback.
All right, so Levitt's playing. So there you go. That changes a lot of things there.
Yep.
That changes some
things.
That's tough.
That's still a tough game for them. That, you know, but
Oklahoma State's been completely gutless this year. They've been completely gutless this year, and you know it.
I know.
It almost looks like Gundy's trying to get fired the way that he's coaching this year and the way that that team's playing.
You think he wants a job for the Cowboys? You think they would take him for the Cowboys? Would they take
him? I got two others, Joe, quickly.
Yeah.
Before, and then we'll start the NFL. Kentucky getting 17.5 at Tennessee. 45.5 total.
They should get smoked in that game.
They should. They should.
Kentucky, that's a rivalry game, though. That, you know, these teams go toe-to-toe. Last year, I laid it. It was like 3.5, and they barely covered that game. My heart says lay it. It's a no play because I know Kentucky in these spots they got blasted 48-20 against Florida in the swamp. They did. They got smashed.
I know. It was embarrassing. It was completely embarrassing. And finally, Pitt and SMU, which is actually one of the better games of the weekend.
Taking the points.
Now, Holstein's playing, and so is the SMU.
So is Jennings.
All the quarterbacks are
Jennings.
In. So.
Right. You got two top 10 defenses in run support. You got Pitt giving up 2.7 yards per carry, SMU giving up 2.8 yards per carry. Both secondaries are solid as well. The one thing is that Pitt forced 5 interceptions last week. Jennings was turnover prone against Duke. I don't like that. Give me Holstein and the points. I think they win it outright.
I'm taking Pitt as well, Joe. I like Pitt in that game with the 7.5. All right, there you go. College for this week. We will come back and start to go through all the NFL. Some big games this week. Lions and Packers, of course, in the NFC North. Bills look to continue their dominance over the Fish up in Buffalo. We got lots to get to here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe, let's get into this NFL slate that we have going for us now. Obviously, week nine, kind of like with college, you know, you start to hit November and, you know, it's, you know what I heard a lot this week, Joe, listening to some of these quarterbacks and coaches and all these other things. I heard a lot of must-win game. You know, I heard a lot of that this week. I heard Joey Silk say it about the Bengals at home. I heard Dak say it about the Cowboys going in Atlanta. You know, you're hearing a lot of the must-win game stuff start to go around because, you know, we saw it with the Jets on Thursday night, right, Joe? Rodgers said, you know, we lose 2-7. That's, you know, not mathematically out, but that's pretty crippling. Whereas now 3-6, and the team in seventh in the last wild card has four wins, suddenly you breathe a little bit of life into your season. You're at that point now, Joe, where it's very critical for some of these teams that have gotten out to slow starts to start to maybe, you know, make a little bit of turn in their season and put the gas down a bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you look at two teams in particular. For me, it's Dallas on the road in Atlanta, right? That's a game where, you know, the back's against the wall. And I think when you look at the AFC right now, you know, it's Miami. And the reason why I say that is this line, and you know I look at everything objectively, right? I'm not afraid to bet against, you know, the team that I root for in college or the NFL. It's a tricky line, Carver. I mean, you know, I talked to you this all week. That line suggests Miami's going to be in the game. I just can't bet that. But if they are able to pick up this game, are they going to then be able to go on a little bit of a heater? Your team is playing as good as anybody right now. You know, they're consistent. They're running the football. The offensive line has continuity. The defense is forcing turnovers. I love the way they played, shutting down the run last week. I think they're going to win this game, no doubt, by 14 or more, just because I don't see Miami's front seven stopping them in any capacity. But if they are able to pick up this win, could Miami go on a roll to get back in it? I'm not so sure. Not so sure.
Well, I think that all these teams that are in that same win range are thinking that. I think you heard the Jets say it, getting to 3 and now being 3-6. Miami will probably say it too. You get to 3-6. Let's say the Chargers lose and they're what, 4-5. Let's say the Colts lose and they're 4-5. A lot of doors could be open for teams like the Jets, Miami, and Cincinnati if they all win this week. And we, you know, you think Cincinnati's going to win. They're playing the Raiders at home. You know, you would like to think that's a game that Joe Silk's going to be able to take care of. And those other teams lose. Suddenly, that last spot, Joe, you know, you look at the separation right now in the AFC. You know, it's going to get, you know, in terms of who's going to be there in the playoffs, you can almost say right now, in the first weekend in November, Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Ravens, I mean, Texans, I put the Texans there too, right, Joe? Even though they lost to the Jets. I mean, I think those five are, I'll say it, Joe, I think those five are stone cold locked for the AFC playoffs. I don't see any way that those five teams are not going to be playing in January. That only leaves two spots. And Denver's in one of them at 5-3. I don't know if I'm ready to believe yet. And then Chargers are 4-3. Colts are 4-4. And then you get into those teams we just mentioned, Cincinnati, Jets, Miami. So I think that last spot, Joe, is going to be one of these teams that 9 wins might be enough when you get to the end of the year, like with Pittsburgh last year.
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem. Like, you bring in Cincinnati. They haven't won at home. I mean, how do you back a team Cincinnati? But go ahead. They're 0-4 at home.
Do you expect them to beat the Raiders this week, Joe, obviously? Like, they got to beat the Raiders at home.
They might win, but I like the Raiders with the points.
I mean, they're going to end up playing these teams. Like, they have the Chargers in a few weeks. They play the Steelers twice.
Chargers, I just feel like the Chargers are...
I got to tell you, Joe, I might give away a little something for the picks later, but I think the Chargers are losing in Cleveland this week. I think that they're in trouble.
Yeah, I said that too. I mean, they're going to the Midwest, early kick, right? And, you know, I mean, I saw a rat move the football for the most part. If he had any type of completion percentage or any type of accuracy, they would have put up 30. on that defense. They were moving the ball. Guys were wide open. He missed them. Clear out misses. I mean, you know, and you got to love it. I bet Alvin Kamara last week. Oh, the broken hand. What does he do? He catches 65 yards in passes right after they come out with the broken hand. Right? Isn't that? Nobody bets him the broken hand, and then all of a sudden they're feeding
him
the rock.
It's one of those guys, Joe, that, you know, he's – at least he's out there playing. A lot of these guys would shut it down and not play with the broken
hand. That's a tricky line because I do like the over in that game. That might make my card. I don't know yet. I'm still formulating.
Okay. And then we'll come back, Joe, and we'll spend that quick segment on a couple of things in the NFC side of things. As well. And we know the North, huge matchup with Detroit and Green Bay. Looks like Love's going to be able to go, but they're not going to have Alexander back there in the secondary. And we know how well the Lions have been throwing the football lately, and that could be a problem. We'll get into the Bears, who you talk about the cracks in the house, Joe. You listen to what went on in Chicago this week. Your boy Eberflus is sweating. I mean, you've got players. Players questioning some of the things that the coaching staff is doing, some of the ways they've practiced. I think they all were very upset about giving the big lineman the ball there at the end of that game. There are some problems in that Bear room right now. I'm not saying the players aren't together, Joe, but I think there's a disconnect with the players and the coaches.
They're human anchor, right, Carver. He's the human anchor.
Eberflus. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin Leafy with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Getting ready for NFL week number 9 here on the grid. All right, Joe, NFC side of things, Lions and Packers is obviously the biggest game, you know, just in terms of what you got going on. Packers are 6-2, Lions are 6-1. I think Love's going to play. It sounds like Love's going to play, but the Packers have some injuries in other places that are a problem. Washington, of course, has been very surprising, and they're going to be on the road at MetLife, and that line kind of... seems a little funny, Joe. I don't know. You know, they always play close games, Washington and the Giants. And the Giants have been awful at home, as you always love to say. I mean, they always lose at home. They just always do. They're pathetic at MetLife. But it's 3.5's tricky. Very tricky in that game. And I think Daniels is obviously a lot better than Jones. But I think that could be maybe a little bit of an issue for Washington this week. And I think the Eagles have turned the corner a little bit here, Joe. I think the Eagles have started to turn the corner. And, you know, they haven't played Washington yet. We still have those two teams to see each other a couple times. So I don't think the NFC East is anywhere near its completion.
It's not. And the fact that the Eagles' defense has played rock solid, that is the biggest, you know, that was the biggest weakness I thought of the team, right? We always knew that Jalen would come back into form, and we know Saquon is who Saquon is as it relates to the rushing attack. But the fact that they were able to hold Joe Burrow, I don't care that T. Higgins didn't play, under 20 points, that was a dominant effort. We saw them hold, you know, Cleveland and the Giants. I put a lot of that on, you know, the offensive philosophy. This was a defensive effort. So I think their defense is coming around.
Now, I obviously didn't get connected for the picks last week. But I told Matthias when he was giving you my picks to let you know that that Eagle game last week, my Eagle pick was a stone cold, no doubt about it, double crypto, hit the bookie over the knee with the lead pipe game of the year for me. I loved the Eagles last week in Cincinnati. I'm sure he didn't tell you that I had all those things attached to that pick. But that's what I did. I loved the Eagles in that spot. Now, the Bears lose last week on the Hail Mary, and they go out to Arizona. Very tricky here, Joe. Arizona suddenly won a couple of games in a row. You know, last-second field goal kicks, comeback in Miami, the Monday night game with the Chargers. Now they're, believe it or not, in first because they beat the Niners as well. So they're 4-4 and first in the NFC West. And they have this Bear team coming in that seems to be, like I said, the bricks are falling off the house, Joe, quickly with the Bears.
Well, DJ Moore calling it out. We keep it in-house now. And
Kmet,
you know,
did as well. Kmet had some things that he said. You know, there's the leadership group had a lot to say.
That is a coach being so smart, okay? He's stupid. That is Matt Eberflus, a human wrecking ball. He's the human anchor that could kill any team's mojo. Okay, him, Dennis Allen, there's a few other gutless coaches, and Eberflus is at the top of the charts. I've been telling everybody, Carver, haven't I, how bad Eberflus is? People starting to wake up now. People are starting to wake up now on Eberflus. Too little, too late. We've said it for a while. Not you.
We've both said Eberflus is the worst coach. You know, it was him and Salah were neck and neck, and now Salah's been chopped. So Eberflus really has the stage to himself. I guess Dennis Allen's pretty close too, down in New Orleans. He's not too far behind with this guy, but this guy is a complete money burn, and he is awful. They've wasted a year at Caleb Williams because they're going to have to hire a new coach at the end of this year. There's no way that they're going to.
This
4-2, everybody got warm and fuzzy. 4-2. After the win in London over the Jags, Bear football's back. Joe, you watch. They're going to go 7-10. They'll finish 7-10. This will be an awful finish to the year for the Bears. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. NFL picks for week 9 next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. We've reached week 9 in the NFL for us as we hit November. Last week, finally, I mean, I was getting kicked around the last few weeks with the NFL. You know, I had a couple 2-2s, but some 1-3s, 1-3s, 2-2s. So I finally busted out. I got myself a 3-1 last week in the NFL. You were 2-2. So 16-16 for you, 14-17-1 for me. So we got work to do here, Joe, because that's not good enough as we hit November for the people, for either of us. So we need to step up and start to make things happen. And where would you like to start doing that here in week 9, Joe?
I'll go to the game in Atlanta, Carver. You know, we saw Dallas in terms of back-to-back road games. A lot of people were on Dallas and with the 4.5 against San Francisco. They got blown out yet again. They were 3-0 on the road prior to that. Defense looked atrocious in the second half, and they made it look good. Now everybody's buying into Atlanta. Now, granted, they've been playing better. They got the victory over Tampa Bay, but Tampa Bay had no weapons. I mean, no Mike Evans, no Godwin. I mean, Trey Palmer was non-existent. I'm going to take the boys. Typically a better road team, backs against the wall. I just believe, and I know this is crazy, but in this game, I believe more in Dak and CD than I do Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris, and the garbage that they do from time to time. Give me the Cowboys plus the 3. Also like them outright, but for the sake of the show, taking the points, Carver. Okay? How about that?
Okay.
How about this one? I was on New England last week, okay? And I thought New England would be live. I thought that, you know, a rivalry game, I wasn't buying into the Jets. Now they go on the road with Jacoby Brissett. They're catching 3.5. Okay, maybe they're still celebrating from the victory over Aaron Rodgers. I don't know, but I can't buy into this team on the road. I know they've stepped up against Joe Burrow, but this is a get-right game for me for Tennessee. Mason Rudolph versus Jacoby Brissett. I know they're selling off pieces. I'll take a shot. I like Tennessee minus the 3.5 in this matchup. Blast special. I know Denver's playing well. And Denver and Big Bad Bo Nix are looking like champions, right? They beat up on Carolina. They beat up on a gutless New Orleans team, right? It looks all great. Bo Nix and Sean Payton doing a fantastic job. You get a team now that laid 9.5 last week and got abused by a backup quarterback. I think they take Denver to the woodshed, Carver. I mean the woodshed. 8.5, it's back up to 9.5. I'm going to lay it with the Ravens. I think they absolutely smash, and I mean smash, Denver and Big Bad Bo Nix. Bo Nix will be lucky to get 100 yards in that matchup. I was going to go to the total with you, Chargers and Browns. I'll leave that for you. The other total that I absolutely love is Jacksonville and Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia is coming into their own from an offensive perspective. Their defense is playing well, but I still think there's enough in the cupboard for Jacksonville, even though they're dead and buried, to put up potentially 20 to 23 points in this ballgame. I think there's no doubt Philly wins, but I think we sail through the 45.5, Carver, pick number 4. So I got over Philly and Jacksonville, 45.5, Baltimore minus the 9.5, Tennessee minus the 3.5, and Dallas plus the 3, the field goal.
All right, there you go, Joe. And me and you, we're on different games altogether in each all sets of games, which is nice to see. We always like four sets of different games for us.
Now, so which one do you like or love out of mine? Which one? None? Right,
here's what I'll tell you about yours. I'm with you on this over in the Philadelphia-Jacksonville game. I think that we can absolutely get some points there. I think the Eagles will do the lion's share of the points. I think the Eagles get in the 30s, Joe. I think the Eagles, you saw that offense start to break out last week against Cincinnati. I think even more so here. Peterson back, blah, 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 blah. Who cares about all that? This Eagle offense, I think, is good for 31. And you know what? I think Jacksonville could chip in 17 for us and be able to get us over this number. So I like that a lot. I told you earlier in the week, the Denver thing, I've kind of backed off it a little bit, Joe. I've backed off it. I think I actually like the over more in the Raven-Bronco game than I do to side. I think you might be right here. I think that now Denver's been spunky on the road. They've won in Tampa. They've won in MetLife. You know, they've had a couple of spots where they've been good, but probably a different animal with the early kick in Baltimore for this game, and I don't really want any piece of it at all. I think that Tennessee-New England game, I think they should cancel it, Joe. That's how bad that game is. They should cancel the game. It's just a miserable game. You're probably right, but I can't get involved in the Patriots and the Titans, especially with Brissett playing. That makes it even worse. So you're probably on for that. And as far as the Dallas game goes, like I've played Dallas in a few spots this year, Joe, thinking what you think this week. Like, is this the week where it's finally like, all right, let's go. You know, let's start to make a move a little bit. When is that going to happen? Like, I've tried this, Joe. I mean, look at this. Where have I gotten my head banged in with this team so many times in the past few weeks? I tried him against San Francisco last week. I tried him at home against the Lions. I won the game in Pittsburgh, but still. Like, it's just, it hasn't happened for whatever reason yet. Could it this week? Maybe. I'll tell you what I do like in that game. I like the under. I think it's in the 50s now, right, Joe? 51.5, I think, is where they're hanging that game. And I get it. Atlanta has scored some points. Cowboy D's been bad. I think there's a little bit more on the line here. I think this is a little bit more of a lower scoring game. I think more, Joe, in the 24-20. And listen, that's not that far away from the 51.5, but I think that it's more low 20s than it is high 20s and over. I think that we're going to get there. I think the Cowboys are going to have to try to keep this game a little bit more blue collar. And the Falcons, you know, they have weeks too, Joe, where they fizzle out offensively. You know, they've had a couple. It's not like they've played overs every single week. You know, they obviously the last few weeks they've scored. They only scored 14 against Seattle 2 weeks ago at home. Right? I mean, they laid an egg against Seattle. So that's, you know, they laid 17 against the Chiefs at home early in the year. Obviously, the Dallas defense not on the same level probably as the Chiefs, but either way, I like it, Joe. I think that you can get there on a bunch of these.
All right.
When we come back, I will give you my four for this week as I try to stay a little, keep the 3-1. I'd like another 3-1 this week, Joe, to be quite honest with you. Another 3-1 would help me. Well, you know, right. I don't like when I'm under 500 in either the college or the pro. It bothers me, to be quite honest.
Okay.
With you. So I don't even care so much about where I'm at with you. I don't even see, unlike you, who only cares about getting to me in the college, I'm more concerned. I can't even look at where you are until I get myself to 500. And once I get myself to 500, then I can start to worry about where you are. So you're very concerned about catching me. You haven't sniffed 500 yet in the college. And now you're more worried about catching me. I'm more worried about getting there, and then I'll worry about where you are, if you catch my drift. That's how I'm trying.
You're a consummate professional. Real pro, you are. You're a real pro.
For the people, Joe. For the people. That's it.
Okay.
Trying to do. Carver Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, 159. What's that getting?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right. So my turn now. 3-1 last week. Trying to get myself back near the 500 marker.
Hey, hero.
As we move along. As we start to hit double digits next week after week number 9. All right. Pick number 1 for me. You mentioned this game, and we talked about it very briefly, and I'll go with it. Chargers going to Cleveland here, onto the streets. And Cleveland beats Baltimore last week. And I got to tell you, Joe, I'm not sure this is a one-off for them that went over the Ravens. We saw it last year when Watson went out of the lineup. Suddenly the offense was ready to score points. Now, that was with Flacco. And actually, they had a couple guys, right, Joe? That was like a little island of misfit toys before they finally brought Flacco in at the end of the year and really started cooking. But you saw it last week with Jameis. Winston, what did he throw for? 340, 3 touchdowns. Brown offense suddenly has some movement to it. Here comes the Chargers, who, as you know, Joe, I don't think are very good offensively. Do they have a good defense? Yes, they do. But I think the Browns have a good enough defense as well. And I think that now, with Jameis maybe getting things cooking, I think the Browns could maybe reel a couple of off here. And that is helps that they have a Charger team coming in. That this is like the Texans last night, Joe. I think the Chargers are the type of team that if you can get up a couple of scores on them, they don't really have the offense to stick around in games. You know, they need to be playing from ahead and be able to run that football with Dobbins and do things like that. I think that Cleveland jumps them early, and they're able to run away with it. Browns getting 1.5 at home, pick number 1 for me, Joe. Pick number 2, NFC game of the week, right? Lions and the Packers in Lambeau. I know that Love is now going to play. I know that a lot of people are on the Lions, Joe. I get it. Short road favorite. It's gone from 3.5 to 2.5 now with Love being in there. I think Noah Alexander is a really big thing, but I just can't get away from this, Joe. And I think that you agree with me. I think the Lions are the class of the NFC right now. I think that what you've seen them do, and I know this is better competition than the teams that they've been smashing the last few weeks, but I just believe the Lions are the cream of the crop. Here, and they're going to show it on the road in Lambeau. They've beaten the Packers 4 of the last 5 games. Goff has been on fire the last few weeks. Both Gibbs and Montgomery getting involved in a big way. LaPorta is getting involved. St. Brown scored in 5 straight games. I hope for their sake, Joe, they're not peaking right now and that the best is still yet to come for them. But right now, they're flying. Lions minus 2.5. They win in Green Bay late Sunday afternoon. Pick number 3. I'm going to go after this hump Eberflus, like I was saying to you before. This guy's an absolute anchor. And Arizona, they're playing some good football right now. They're coming off a few weeks where they won with some last-second field goals. Now they go back home to the toaster. I think the Bears are reeling a bit here after losing on the Hail Mary. Lots of infighting, players pointing fingers at the coaches, et cetera, et cetera. Great spot, Joe, for Arizona being back at home, who now are at the top of the NFC West because of all the things that have gone on. Arizona -1.5. They beat the Bears at the Toaster, pick number 3. And my last pick, Joe, I'll go with a total, and I'm going to go to Sunday night. Flacco in for Richardson for the Colts as they head to Minnesota to take on Sam Darnold and the Vikings. This is what Joe and the Syndicate crew on Mondays and Thursdays and Sundays, they love to call a game like this a party over, right, Joe? Party over, a primetime party over, Colts and Vikings. I think Flacco will be able to score. I think the Vikings, who have lost the last couple games, will be willing to score. Over 46.5, Colts-Vikings, late night, Sunday night, party over up there at the Bank of America. Detroit -2.5, Colts-Vikings over 46.5, Arizona -1.5, and Cleveland +1.5, Joe, my picks for week number 9.
The pick that I'm against you is Green Bay. I think Green Bay at home is the difference. I think it's a very low-scoring game. With or without Jordan Love, and obviously he's going to play because the spread went from 3.5 to 2.5. I still like Green Bay in this matchup, but again, it wouldn't shock me if Detroit wins. Obviously, Arizona playing legit. They get the victory over Miami, and you're right. Eberflus, human anchor, dead weight. You know, cut him before it's too late. Trim the fat while you can. Get rid of Eberflus, and you might. I lean to the under in the Colts Vikings, but if I, you know. I mean, I'm not working the game, but if I, depending upon how Sunday goes, that could be a party over, Carver. Party over, man.
Sounds like you like the Browns, too. But you said you like the total in that game, right? You like the total
in
the Browns.
I do, 42.5, yeah.
Over?
I like the way Herbert's been playing. 250, did 349 a couple of weeks ago. Josh Palmer getting involved with the offense.
Getting involved. You're trying to will that over out there? All right, Joe. That's fine. We could try to do that for you, indeed.
Party over in the house. What else do we got here?
What happened?
Everybody
want
to feel so.
You never really told me. Washington at MetLife against the Giants, laying 3.5.
I think. I can't buy into the Giants. I mean, here's the thing. They laid it all on the line on Monday night. You're telling me they're going to get off the mat again? Daniel Jones with another gutless performance in the final 2 minutes of the game. He plays well, and then all of a sudden the game's on the line. They get the turnover, and the guy throws the ball. I mean, doesn't even set his feet. Throws it right over Singletary's head. How bad can you get? Like, seriously, come on. This Washington team has got 6 wins. This is an opportunity to stick a fork in the Giants, get through the preseason total, and really solidify yourself as one of the top teams in the East. Come on now.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, really quick, there's a bunch of stuff we didn't get to here for the NFL on Sunday. Number one, week one, this was your, no doubt about it, off-season play of the year was that Saint Panther game, and the Saints smashed them in the dome. Saints and Panthers get together again in Carolina this time. Carr back. They haven't won. They've lost, what, you know, 6 in a row? The Saints have lost something in that area. But they're laying 7.5 in Carolina. Bryce Young starts again.
Can't do it. Taking the points.
I thought you can't do it at all. Like, the Panthers have cost you a lot of tickets this year.
You know, pump it up.
Okay.
You got to pump it up. Give me Panthers. Right. Give me the Panthers.
You kind of alluded to this at the top of the hour. You think that the line's fishy with the Bills and the Dolphins. I actually like the under, Joe, in the game. I think the Bills are going to do to the Dolphins what they did earlier this year, and that's pound the football. And choke them out a little bit. I think they know the playbook on how to beat Miami. Choke them out.
Here, choke them out, sweep the leg. I mean, come on. I mean, I told you, my defense sucks. They can't stop
it. Bills win. Bills end the Miami season in a big way. I'm very surprised you didn't go to the Rams in Seattle, who are now 1.5-point favorites with the 47.5 total. Surprised you didn't pick
Carver,
the Rams.
I could have did that, but I try to sprinkle it across the board. Every now and then, Lisey likes
to save
that
for the syndicate on Sunday. That's going to be your big play with Donnie and Kevin. You got your big Pro Football Today play. Will be the Rams on Sunday against Seattle. Because I know you like the Rams in that game. I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
I know you like
absolutely.
Them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Rams,
I like to mix up the
playoffs,
picks.
Rams NFC West, Rams this, Rams that. Rams all over the place is what you have. Rams everywhere.
You know you pump it up. You got to pump it up. That team was plus 790 when I put it out, by the way, the Rams to make the playoffs.
I know you do.
No credit for that, right? No credit for that.
Not yet. Nope. Not yet. Not yet.
They're down to 360, Carver. They're down to 360.
And when they lose this week, they're going to be back to 7, whatever the hell it is you got it at. So it's going to be right back to where it was.
Oh, really, hot shot. Really?
They lose this week. I think they're going to win this week. I'm saying if they lose this week, it's going to be right back to where it was.
All right.
We, of course, won't be together again before Monday night. The Chiefs laying 9.5 against Tampa at Arrowhead. You'll be with the Syndicate crew for that, 45.5.
That's a good game. That's a good game. Can we get the over there? Can we get the over 40 with Baker?
I feel like these Tampa games have been flying over. I mean, these Tampa games have been no doubt about it. That's what the overs have been in the Tampa games.
Might have to
Chiefs off a bye, right, Joe? Chiefs off a bye.
Yep, rested. We know about Andy Reid coming off the bye. He did it once against San Francisco.
Another primetime home game for the Chiefs. I mean, they don't get enough of those. Another primetime home game for them. Give me the Bucks, Joe, with the 9.5. Give me the Bucks with the 9.5.
And I'll take the over. Baker can stop that streak.
I like the over, too. I like the over. I don't have any problem with that.
Stop that streak.
So what do we have now here? College football today, Saturday morning for Joe. Pro football today, Sunday morning. Syndicate for the Monday night game. And then I guess I'll see you. See you Wednesday. I mean, we'll even have a crack crab and lobster committee. We'll have the rankings out by then.
You're going to miss me, right? You're going to miss me. You do miss me.
I mean, it's like, you know, I go after I leave you Friday night. I basically don't see you for a week. So, I mean, it's just so much happens. Don't get to chat about so many things. Like
look at the background. Didn't go out today. How about that? I read this chat box, huh?
You got a minute left.
It ain't going out. I see it. Bam! Catalina wine mixer. Pow!
I still am not, and even Matthias tried to explain it to me the next day. I go, I know what it's from. I know what it is. From Step Brothers, I get that.
That's the Cape Cod.
Has absolutely nothing to do with me and my family going to play golf in Cape Cod.
But it's the Catalina wine mixer. Pow!
Buddy, you know, it's not there. Trust me, there ain't any Catalina and there ain't any wine mixers where we are. There's just none. We're not in the nice part of town for that trip, Joe. It's not. Great job by Chris Pavona. Good luck this weekend to you, Joe, and everybody else. Carver and Lisey Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you next week on the grid.